Welcome, everybody, to episode 308 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Rakeman the Bold, and the Stealthy One himself. Also joining us this evening is a returning guest, Moria Mug. How are you guys doing today?
Hanging in there.
Everything is good.
Everything's good. If Stealth seems distracted, he's watching the Nintendo deal that's going on. I don't know. What is it about, Stealth?
Just different games.
Anything exciting other than Smash Brothers? They show any Smash Brothers shit?
They showed Captain Toad, which I'm looking forward to.
Cool.
They showed it for like 2 seconds.
That's all it takes to start a buzz.
All that matters to me is Mega Man.
You know, with Nintendo, yeah, that tends to be all that works. You know, it's like, oh, they made vague mention of something. It's, you know, then you have the fans will go nuts.
Break, Eric, how are you guys doing?
It's finally fall.
Finally, huh?
Finally fall. Yeah.
We took a brief reprieve from an early fall by having hot temperatures for the last like 3 days.
Yeah.
Now it's been cold.
Great man. Straight off of his ice bucket challenge. How are you still cold, my friend?
I did that like 2 weeks ago. I just uploaded it last weekend.
Right.
Yes, I'm still cold.
Oh, and by the way, guess who you challenged? I know who you challenged, Breakman, and he happens to be in chat. And the guest, Moria, you've been challenged. You've been officially challenged.
Oh, great. By whom?
By Breakman.
Wow. Son of a bitch.
Dungeon Buster, I know you're listening. I'm glad you decided to join chat today, like you always do.
Get all your birds to dump ice on you.
Guess what? You've been challenged by the Breakman himself. So get to dumping ice on your head there, pal. All right, let's get started with the news, Eric.
First of all, we've got from Silicon Era, Elminage Gothic makes its Western debut.
Breakman and
oh shit!
What?
Sorry, that was Breakman's ice bucket challenge.
Anyways, the debut's on September 18th. Elminage Gothic will be released on PC via Steam on September 18th. Ghostlight announced, and it will cost $10 and marks the first time that the game's been released outside Japan.
I think that's cool. Decent price, I don't know, maybe a little too high. Maybe a $7.99 price point would have been better. I don't know how high the demand for Elminage is. So,
I heard the game was interesting, but the PSP one that got launched, the PSP and the 3DS, I think, game. I think that was Elminage original. It had a weird translation.
This stuff looks like a game that I'd want to play.
Yeah, let's
just going by
weird, I mean incomplete.
Ooh, never mind. Never mind.
All right. Let's see. Break, are you still having trouble with your...
No, I think I got it now.
All right.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Sega announces free-to-play online RPG for smartphones, PC, and Vita.
Oh, wait, I wasn't done yet.
Oh, I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Sorry.
What else?
It says if you pre-purchase the game, you can get a download of the soundtrack and a 118 digital art book, 118 page.
Huh, okay.
And a monster guide.
That's not bad then. For
20% discount on your purchase, so that means after that 20% period goes, it's probably going to be like $12.
All right.
I hate the price of strategy guides.
I do too. I wish they were like $10, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about the guide. I was talking about the game.
Yeah. From a publishing standpoint, I get why they're expensive because they're printed on nice paper, and you know they're full color, and I mean. Publishing printed matter is expensive these days.
I get it, but downgrade the paper stock a little bit and do some things, you know, do some magic. Things will be better. All right, let's move on to the next story. Breakman's got to go pee or something. Sega announces free-to-play online RPG for smartphones, PC, Vita. This comes to us from Silicon Era. It looks like Sega are adding another online RPG to their title. library with the announcement of The World End Eclipse, a theatrical online RPG revealed in this week's issue of Famitsu. World End.
What the hell is a theatrical online RPG?
That means there's story, and it's set up like, I don't know, a visual novel.
Yeah.
When I hear theatrical, I'm thinking there's going to be music or something, you know.
Maybe they're going to do musicals.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about a theatrical, I'm thinking, well, it could be like movies, but no, that usually means, you know, they usually will use the term cinematic for that.
Yes.
This is
West Side Story's RPG then.
Yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler.
Wrench.
Sound Wrench. Music. There you go.
There's gonna be a scene in the game where somebody's wishing that they were rich and stepping on donkey shoes.
Song of the South.
So there you go. It's just goes on to talk about that.
I saw that movie in theaters.
Song of the South?
Yeah, I had no idea it was racist when I saw it because I was like,
well, of course not. And what's interesting, there's, you know, and we're getting way off track. It's actually not nearly as bad as a lot of other stuff that is in, you know, Disney movies that they don't mind, you know, showing.
It's
pretty bad. I mean, it's mostly bad for whitewashing basically putting this, you know, glorious, happy spin on what were some pretty grim times, but there's a lot more subtle racism in a lot of other Disney stuff.
There's no question about that. Just all you have to do is look at movies like The Lion King, where the bad guy Scar was a little bit darker than the others.
I mean, it's kind of it's the same kind of thing that, you know, Anita Sarkeesian was complaining about, where you make someone female with this really lazy visual shorthand. Mm. Yeah, like you put a bow on it, and suddenly it's a female character. It's like you make someone a little bit darker, complected, and suddenly that's your visual shorthand to say that's a bad guy.
Drows are black people, and they're evil.
Yeah, it's just lazy.
It goes to the Donna time. Black has always been associated with bad, and white has always been associated with good.
It's just unfortunate that it happens to carry over to skin color.
See, I grew up with Star Wars, so for me it was always blue and green are good and red is bad.
I didn't know if you guys knew this, but I didn't know if you guys knew this, but Stealth is black. Did you know that?
Yeah,
I
did. No.
He's like, yeah, no. All right, let's move on here.
Black up.
Stealth, you have your
Maybe he's going to get that operation that they did in that South Park episode.
I have My every ball! Link but the news links up.
You do not, okay.
No, I don't.
I'll go with that. Breakman, why don't you read the next?
Sure. I'd be happy to. if it would unfreeze. Here it goes. Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Squinix bringing Final Fantasy 13 and more to smartphones via streaming. What? they're bringing 13 to smartphones? Square Enix has housed a new cloud streaming service.
Final Stoic 13.
Called Dive In. Excuse me, it's called Dive In. That made me belch. The service will let Japanese smartphone owners stream games like Final Fantasy 13 and 7 into smartphones and tablets. Oh God, 7. I can hear the fanboys squealing.
Squeal. Oh man.
I'm not a big fan of 7, but I'll still take it over 13.
Yeah, I think I will too.
I won't. I take 13 over 7.
I'll take it over 13 any day, man. I think Eric.
Watch the service be terrible, like a certain story we're gonna get to later.
Yeah. What's
it? It looks like you can you basically rent the service for anywhere from 3 days to 365 days. So I guess if it's a leap year, you get screwed out of a day. Each game will come with a free 30-minute trial, and Squinix have plans to add more of their titles to the streaming service. So they have Final Fantasy 13, Final Fantasy 7 International, Season of Mystery, The Cherry Blossom Murders.
This is fucking ridiculous.
In November, November is Final Fantasy 13 and The Last Remnant.
No, November is 8.
Or Final Fantasy 8, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. 8, The Last Remnant. December, it's Final Fantasy 13 2, Murdered Soul Suspect, and then 2015, Lightning Returns.
It's going to run like shit, I tell you.
Oh, it's there's no...
Yeah, I don't see how this could run good.
Yeah, there's no way. No way. I mean, if you've ever...
I mean, granted, a cell phone probably has
wait a second. If it's
better computational powers than a 3DS does, but
What?
It's streaming.
If it's if the video is being streamed from from another source, then it doesn't really matter about the computational power as long as it can process the video.
No, that's correct.
Yeah, but we're talking about a game here.
You still have lag, man. If you've noticed, like Netflix, a lot of times when you're watching Netflix, I don't care how fast your service is, sometimes it regresses to a lower quality video. I mean, it's going to be the same thing with this. You're going to have audio issues. You're going to have input issues. It's going to be a mess. It's absolutely going to be a mess. And what better way to fuck it up than put on Final Fantasy 13 and 7 on there? I mean, I just can't.
I see 7 running fine, but
7,
Final Fantasy 13, I don't know.
No, well, 7.
You have to also bear in mind, though, these are not games that are really reliant on reflexes. I mean,
right, but not talking about reflexes, but like the power of your phone might not be able to handle a game like Final Fantasy XIII.
No, if it's streaming,
like my last Android, it lagged.
There's still number crunching.
Like Plants vs. Zombies,
your phone has to do.
Right.
Well, it's not, the only number crunching the phone has to do is just
the video,
is audio video.
Input. You're right. You're right, but it doesn't matter. It still has to have input, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not that there's not that much input going on with an RPG.
Watch. By the time you send the signal of the input, it's. Would you ever play a fighting game?
Input lag.
No, because it's much more timing or timing intensive than an RPG.
In an ATP game like 13, timing's everything. Usually.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says you have to admire their persistency at keeping Final Fantasy 13 alive.
Yeah, they. I think they finally give.
No,
they
don't.
I think they've finally given up on trying to make Snow like this ultimate hero like they wanted him to be.
Square, please, fire Nomura.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have – I've never had a problem with Nomura as far as his designs and stuff went. Although I do have to say that I ran across – I was going back and looking at
– No, especially Toriyama's.
Yeah, I've never liked Toriyama's designs. But do you guys ever watch Jim Quickly?
Bless me!
No, I'm not talking about DBZ. I'm talking about – the director of 13.
What did you just say? Have we ever seen what?
Have you ever watched Jimquisition?
Yes.
Jim Sterling. I went back and I was like, I haven't watched it in a little while, but I went back and I saw one and I was like, wow, he nailed absolutely everything that sums up how I feel about Square Enix. It's a video from August.
It's a video about the play arts Batman.
Yeah, so the Batman is everything wrong with Square Enix.
Yeah.
And it's just, he skewers them in all the right ways. It's like, yeah. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend it because
they definitely deserve every bit of criticism. Like, there's no question about it. They're not a very friendly company. They're hard to deal with. They're just a lot.
Yeah,
they don't even know what they had to make a new studio set aside for JRPG development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you were known for, and you completely thrown one way that you had to bring it back.
No, they're not a great company.
They have this thing where they think throwing better graphics at something makes it will improve things, and it's like all it's doing is literally digging you guys a bigger financial hole.
That's what helps sell Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy VIII. So they're still thinking back in the 90s.
Yeah, and the thing is, they've got this huge following. So I was saying, like, there are 79 games that have the Final Fantasy branding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. All right, that's enough on Final Fantasy. That's
anyway,
fun.
Yes,
let's
go ahead, sorry.
Move on to the story from Silicon Era. Monster Hunter 4. Oh, jeez, stupid fucking ads. Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate Collector's Edition announced for North America. Like how I said that, America. It's getting a collector's edition in North America. Capcom have announced. Here's a list of what's in the box. What's in the box? Translucent Gore Magala figure. Feline pin wearing Gore Magala armor. Monster icon lanyard. Cleaning cloth. A copy of Monster 4 Ultimate. Supply item box that serves as packaging. Oh, yay. You give me packaging? Woohoo! Collector's edition.
Something we did to inflate the price.
Yeah. can we give this a big...
It's got some decent stuff.
Come on, everybody. All together now. 1, 2, 3.
I've never been a big fan of swag, but all this stuff isn't worth the extra $20.
Yeah, not 20. If it was like $10 extra bucks, it'd be worth it. But
I used to be willing to drop money on that kind of stuff, but it's just
I'm glad I've learned.
I'm still willing to drop money on that shit as long as it's cool, like in art books, soundtrack.
Well, the last thing, a full soundtrack and an art book.
Yeah.
An art book is kind of
lost on me because it's like, okay, I'll look at it once and I probably will never touch it again. Maybe a few years down the line. There's one thing that the last thing I spent money on was when Assassin's Creed 3 came out. They had this a series Bible, like that goes into the history of the entire lore and everything of the series, and so I spent money on that, and that was like an extra $30. But I mean, it's a really nice hardcover, you know, super glossy, you know, paper, you know, just incredibly in depth stuff about all this, you know, these little. With interviews and it's just if you're into the series, like, this is a good resource. It's the kind of thing like you see the Final Fantasy Ultimanias.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's that kind of thing, but for Assassin's Creed. It's like, well, if you're into the series, then yeah, that's, you know, that's worth spending the money on. But most of the stuff they package in with stuff is like, oh, it's a map and a CD of selected music.
I like the CDs. I like the art books because I actually do look at the art books every once in a while, and I dig art. So those
I don't like the CDs because they advertise them as soundtracks, so they're not soundtracks.
Yeah, that's true.
I like soundtracks. I like when they include soundtracks. A lot of times, they're right.
I understand, but even a sample of the music's cool to me. As long as
I mean, like when I got Persona for the PSP, it. Wasn't the full soundtrack, but it was most of the tracks from the game.
And I do like figures, too. Like, this Gore Magala figure would look good up on a shelf in my house, but it's just too much. Like, $20 over asking for shit, that's
the
just too
thing
much.
Is, the figures and stuff, I used to be kind of into that. But then I was just... I don't have room for that kind of stuff anywhere.
Yeah, no,
It's just clutter.
Yep. Who would I show it off to? No.
Yeah. Well... I do, actually. When people come in my house, my wife has her shelves full of Mario shit, and it looks super cool. I'll have to take a picture of that and show you guys on Twitter. All right, let's move.
Yeah, I'm with him. It's clutter.
Let's move. I don't think it's clutter if you do. Let's move on, Eric. What do we got?
We've got, from Silicon Era, Shiny Gengar for Pokemon X and Y coming to GameStop, along with Diancie. But, It says two limited time Pokemon distributions will be had at GameStop in the U.S. for Pokemon X and Y starting next month. These distributions will allow you to avail a Shiny Gengar and Diancie for the two games. It says the Shiny Gengar will be available first from October 13th to 26th, and will come holding a Gengarite Megastone, which will allow you to Mega Evolve it. And meanwhile, Diancie will be available from October 27th to November 16th. And they'll have their own megas.
If I was to look,
who wrote that paragraph? The guys who wrote Captain N.
anyways, you won't get a megastone with it, but
getting with this shit.
You won't get a megastone, but it will be packaged in with Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. But this is retarded, Nintendo. You have internet connectivity. You've done online Pokemon giveaway events before. And you even did it the last promotion you had with the getting the Heracross and the Pinsir. But what they did there was that you had to go to GameStop to get the stone.
Mm.
That was stupid. They should just give you the stone along with the Pokemon.
So what?
So now you have to go to GameStop just to get the Pokemon and get the stone later.
Well, of course. They want you in the store so you can buy shit from GameStop.
Yeah, it's all about the business deal.
Are you finished with this story?
Well, all I did was I went to GameStop and I got the little card. And they asked how many I needed because they probably wondered if I had both versions.
I would have said two, motherfuckers. And throw in an extra game for me, too, assholes. I'm looking at these pictures of these Pokemon. And, man, if these were real-life things, I could kick the shit out of them. I'm just looking at them. I'm just saying. You know?
Well, they have abilities.
I was
gonna
say they've got like special powers and stuff.
But they don't look very intimidating, man. They're, you know, like, oh,
most Pokemon don't look very intimidating.
Pikachu doesn't look.
Yeah, Pikachu, I could kick his ass too, man. So.
Right, and then he electrocuted.
Weren't you the one who also claimed you could beat up a tiger, though?
No, that was someone else. But yes, I'll beat the shit out of a tiger, too.
Yeah.
I can beat the fucking shit out of a tiger. Stuffed tiger.
Maybe not a tiger claw, who's in chat. What's up, tiger claw? All right, let's move on, Breakman. Let's do the next story, dude.
Okay, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Warlocks is all about using destructive magic to destroy Shadow Beast. Ooh, I like this.
Ooh, destruction.
Going. Yeah.
I love destroying stuff. If you fancy a multiplayer co-op and versus wizard-themed action RPG and brawler, then you might want to check out One More Level's Warlocks, which is now on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
That said, Warlocks is more risk of pain and castle crashers than magic. I fucking love castle crashers. It's a side-scrolling action game with a wide range of destructive spells to cast at the evil shadow beast invading this mortal realm.
This game, I'm looking at the video now, guys. This game...
It looks insane.
It looks insane, but it looks like something I've played before. I can't remember, but it looks cool. I mean, it's got kind of a cool little visual flair going for it, but I'm not going to go on Kickstarter for it. Fuck that.
Skipping ahead, One More Level wants to bring Warlocks to PC primarily with PS4 and Xbox, or Xbone, I guess it is, and its sites too. The consoles would be ideal for the game's local and online four-player co-op, and it supports as many game pads. It also has classic 1v1 and 2v2 deathmatch. If you're interested, you can pledge $12 on Kickstarter, and if the people in chat want to know more about this, there's more in the article. I just didn't read. I've told you before, you don't need to give out Kickstarter money to them. You need to give it to me.
Right. Just give it to us. At our
Just time. Give it to me, and we promise to spend it on stuff that we want.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I have my Kickstarter for – it's called To Pay My Bills.
Oh, Breakman, I got something even better. Like we could give people choices, right? Like you give us Kickstarter money, right? Any money that you planned on – giving Kickstarter, you give it to us, but we'll give you guys like three choices, right? We could pay my cell phone bill, or we could pay Breakman's cable bill, or Eric's rent, right? So that those would be your choices, right? I mean, I think that would work, Breakman. Why not? People want to see us still do this show.
Could I change it to instead of the cable bill? Could I change it to my gas bill?
Yeah, fine. That's fine. Because
that one's all over the place.
And you promised to make a Molotov cocktail with part of the gas, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well,
no, I think it's
that
I
kind
don't.
Of gas.
That would have been exciting.
Don't make empty promises.
You have to throw a little excitement in there, Bray. Come on.
I'll give them 3 more minutes of podcasting.
Oh, fuck that, man. Come on. You gotta keep wanting
more. I think they might demand
Five
money
minutes?
At that point.
Fuck.
It's like they might come to your house and take money from you.
If you get enough money, you'll reduce the podcast by 5 minutes. How about that?
I will stop inflicting my voice upon you.
Yeah, 5 less minutes of me.
Yeah.
Oh, the money's rolling in.
Yeah. Well, Breakman, you're up to your limit of 2 minutes. Have a nice week, man. All right, let's move on to the next story. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Tales of Zestiria, Japanese release date set. Holy shit, I almost gagged myself with this piece of plastic, guys. You have no idea.
Why are you shoving a piece of plastic down your throat?
I don't ask. God, that's disgusting.
You
guys
are
need close. To know.
I do know. I do need to know.
Have you ever been to a sex shop?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Guys, I knew
a friend of mine works in one.
Look, check this out. Every time I get, like, a straw, I have to bite the end off of it and start chewing on it. The fuck it is with me. But anyway.
Oral fixation.
The leak is true.
Like OCD and the fact you like have stuff in your mouth.
Fuck off. Right? All right. The leak was true. Jump this week reveals Tales of Zestiria, the 20th anniversary title in Bandai Namco's Tales of RPG series, will launch for the PS3 in Japan on January 22nd, 2015, for 8,070 yen, which translates into how much, Eric?
Something like $82.
It's about $90.
Ugh. Expensive.
No, games are expensive over there.
Pre-orders include a quote premium rubber strap on.
Ooh,
I
hold me back.
Rubber strap.
Wait, isn't that a lanyard? A rubber lanyard.
Aye. Of Sori, Alicia, Edna, or Mikleo, whatever.
That thing will rip apart easily.
Yeah. And you get a download code for Mystic Arts for those characters. The magazine also reveals the game's box art, new character named Rose, designed by Kosuke Fujishima and played by Mikaku Komatsu. She has the ability to see Tenzoku and is described as the mood maker of the party. Her weapons are a pair of daggers. So there you go, guys. Hopefully we'll get it here.
Those Mystic Arts better be shit, because that's kind of bullshit that they'd lock something out of the game like that.
I really hope Tenzoku isn't the word they're using in the official localization.
I didn't see Capcom anywhere in this title.
Literally means that means Heaven Tribe.
Yeah.
Like, just call them angels.
I'm gonna kick Ice Bucket Man out of chat because I have ops.
Oh, jeez.
All right, let's.
I haven't heard that term in ages. I've got ops. Yeah.
Let's move on to a story from Silicon Era. Dragon Quest X on Nintendo 3DS has some major issues. Dragon Quest...
For starters, it's a Dragon Quest.
Oh, fuck off. That's a fucking call, man.
The star is because it's square.
When Dragon Quest X was announced for Nintendo 3DS, a ton of fans look forward to playing the MMORPG on the portable, but it's looking like things aren't quite right with the 3DS version, judging by its listing on Amazon JP. We've recently seen some other titles get slammed on Amazon for various reasons, but Amazon reviews claim that Dragon Quest X is basically unplayable, not because the story is bad or because of the enemies being too tough, but many of the other issues plaguing the game. As you know, DQ10 on the 3DS is not a native 3DS port. Box does not contain a cartridge at all, in fact. Instead, it comes with a download code for an app. It lets you play the game on your Nintendo 3DS via cloud streaming, like what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, Fun that's Fantasy. Weird.
One review stated, "For the past 2 days, I've been getting numerous login errors and haven't been able to play much. Today, I successfully logged in at 9:30 and was excited, thinking, all right, let's go level up, and went to a popular hunting area. Then out of nowhere, I got a message saying, your connection is low, and it suddenly disconnected me."
It's like Diablo 3 all over again.
Yep, he continued.
Oh my god, I hated those days of gaming. I thought they had passed.
Ugh.
Gee, thanks, Squinix.
I know. He continued, "Since then, I've tried logging in on numerous occasions, but I keep getting errors. What is this? Can this game not be played after 10 p.m. or something?" Login issues aside, there seems to be multiple other problems that have been mentioned by various other people, such as the game's constant maintenance period, disconnection issue, sound problems, and the fact that the font is too small and difficult to read on the 3DS screen. Another viewer stated, "It's as if the system was made to barely be playable on the Nintendo 3DS. The tiny text makes it hard to read. Chat's tech is practically cryptograms. Even the regular text is very small. It's quite terrible."
It's like Dead Rising 1 on a CRT.
So I'm not going to read the rest. You get
why,
the idea.
Why would they even release it?
It sounds like a disaster.
What a fucking disaster for one of the greatest game franchises of all.
Considering all they learned from 14, this is disappointing.
I just don't understand. Why would they release this game knowing it's going to be like in this bad a shape? Like, that just hurts their image.
Did they even do QA?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Why not just make it? Why not just take the time, delay it a little bit, and put it as native code on the system?
Yeah,
it's not
this is going to force them to take down the game, give people like a free year that already paid for it, and then 14, and then when the new 3DS comes out, they can actually make a native new 3DS version.
Yeah, I'm thinking like they didn't learn from FF14. I mean,
nothing.
It's riding high, you know, with the Realm Reborn. And because I mean, I know some people who play it, and they're like, and you know, they're really into it, and I mean, it's supposed to be pretty good. I mean, really not my kind of thing, but you know, apparently it's a good game. But they didn't. I mean, I heard horror stories about its initial launch.
Yeah, but it's
11 had initial launch issues too.
Yep. Yeah, but apparently not anywhere near on par with what 14 had. But I mean, with 11, I mean they fixed the issues and it had longevity like most MMOs just, you know, can't manage.
Yeah. This just makes me sad.
Still making things for a living.
Square Enix just is out of touch. They're out of touch and they're out of date and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. At least, you know, the same criticisms can be aimed at Nintendo, but at least they put a good product out. You know, I mean, come on, Square Enix.
Square Enix is actually starting to remind me of Capcom. Control.
Yes, Moria, you just hit it on the head. They're starting to become the next Capcom.
I think Square can be worse at times than Capcom is.
Releasing this game, at least Capcom hasn't released a broken game in a while.
The
PC port of Dead Rising.
Okay, I'm sorry. Excluding their PC ports. Their PC ports always suck.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Breakman, please read the next story.
I guess, if you really want me to. Coming to us live from Destructoid. Oh, crap. System froze for a minute. I'm blaming the sun right now. The sunspots are messing up everything.
I'm blaming your ice bucket challenge video.
No, I'm blaming the sun. The sunspots, they're messing up everything. Wow. It just disappeared on me again. I had it from... Okay, double... Never mind. I can't get this story to read anymore.
Double Fine Hack/Slash 1.0 has been released on Steam. Hack and Slash by Double Fine Productions had its beginning during Amnesia Fortnite 2012, in which it received the most votes of any concept to be made into a full game. Now it's finally complete, having left Steam early access with the release of Hack and Slash version 1.0. Features novel gameplay in which players control an elf named Alice armed with a, quote, USB sword that in addition to having use as an actual sword, can also interact with objects to alter their parameters. The new update introduces the final act of the game, Steam Workshop integration, and additional puzzles. Available now on Steam for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. So this is Schaefer's latest endeavor, guys. So if you're interested, feel free to get it now. So Schaefer's a good designer. He has a lot of good ideas. So this is no different. I'm sure
it's set up like a Zelda game.
Yeah, it looks okay. Looks all right. You guys interested?
Yeah, probably get it eventually.
Yeah. All right.
I'm too busy right now with all this other stuff.
Yep. All right, Eric. What do we got next?
We got from Silicon Era, this dungeon crawler comes with a whole bunch of convenient features. Cinemax Games are bringing a first-person dungeon crawler with real-time combat to the 3DS shop.
Wait, Cinemax doing games now?
Cinemax?
Did they buy the name from the TV channel? Because I'm pretty sure that Cinemax doesn't even exist as a channel anymore.
Yeah, it does. I have
Cinemax.
Does.
I mean, it's just owned by HBO.
Yeah, I have Cinemax.
I'm sure you do.
Is there a lot of softcore porn in these games? That's, you know. I mean, break.
Anyways, the game's titled The Keep, and it'll be released in North America, Europe this month. As actually, according to this ad, it came out yesterday, but I don't know. I have to check the eShop.
It looks like a very basic dungeon crawler. I don't know, man.
Anyways, it says how to do all kinds of usual stuff you do in a dungeon crawler: exploring labyrinths, caves, killing monsters, solving puzzles, and avoiding traps. Combat is controlled, however, by using a touchscreen and buttons, utilizing the 3DS stylus. Mm-hmm. And the game has a permadeath option if you want to use it, and three difficulty levels and a save anywhere feature.
I can tell you honestly that it's kind of an action RPG dungeon crawler. It doesn't look great. Like
what if it's kind of a basic RPG with softcore porn?
It's trying to do Legend of Grimrock, but more enemies on screen.
Yeah, it looks too not turn-based for me. Like it's more of just like an action game than any.
It's too not turn-based for me. Okay.
Yep.
Too not enough softcore porn for me.
Yep, that too. A little more softcore porn. Never.
There is voice acting though.
Yeah. Well, that's
cool. Interesting.
That's really cool.
I don't really need voice acting in my porn.
It's
not porn.
I need voice acting in my porn.
Well, if it's 3D rendered porn, then yeah, voice acting can kind of.
Yeah, Yeah, we don't need them going, oh, yes, 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 all the time.
I found that, you know, English, nowhere is the discrepancy between, you know, how into it the voice actors can be, you know, with, like, Japanese versus English than in porn.
Eric, don't you ever do that again, sir, okay? Ever on the show. All right, Breakman, last story, please.
Coming to us live from Destructoid, here are the first screens for typing dead-esque fantasy worldwide words. Final Fantasy worldwide words. Didn't put that
clever
in
are they?
Yeah.
So this is a typing game, and I should probably read the article. Yesterday we delivered word of a game called Final Fantasy Worldwide Words, which sort of plays like typing of the dead. Thankfully we now have an idea of what the game looks like thanks to a few screens out in the wild, and it seems to heavily borrow from Theater Rhythm's chibi style artwork. Expect the game to hit Japan on September 16th on Android with an iOS version to follow. The game is free to play.
I don't think this is going to be anything like like Typing of the Dead, which was a great game. That's, to me, Typing of the Dead, if you want a kid to learn how to type, just show them Typing of the Dead.
Yeah, it won't have the visceral tension that game has.
Yeah.
You might want to avoid Typing of the Dead Overkill for a kid, though.
No, not that.
Yeah, they throw F-bombs every 5 seconds.
Yeah. Is the audio still bad, Break?
Yes.
What the fuck? Okay, I'm going to hang up on you guys.
I want to say, like, I think it's, before you hang up, I think that's a good idea. Make a typing game out of an RPG or something.
I agree.
There is an ESA typing tutor.
That's,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's really cool. All right, I'm going to hang up on you guys. I'll call you right back and talk about any homie discounts. Eric, do you have any homie discounts this weekend?
I found some.
You don't sound like shit, but you're low.
Am I low? Is that?
Oh, now you go.
I got the blue so bad.
No homie discounts.
Okay, no homie discounts. Dale,
there is a big Capcom sale going on Steam.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Like, they have, I mean, there's nothing really in the way of RPGs to speak of, but
Dark Boy Zero for a dollar.
Yeah, like, you can get Bionic Commando rearmed for $2.
That's not bad. That's,
yeah,
that's
and like they, and the new DMC with all DLC for like $15, I think, and the Resident Evil 6 complete pack for like $15. And, yeah, I mean, there's just, you know, it's all their catalog stuff, but it's, you know, I mean, there's some good stuff to be had in there.
PSN, Rising Star Games has a sale, too.
Yeah.
On Xbox Live, the Borderlands and Borderlands 2 DLC are on sale.
Phone lines are open. If you guys want to call in, RP Grinders on Skype, or you can just simply type in on your mobile phone, 720-808-0260. And if you're listening on archive, you can leave a message at that number I just gave you if you want. All right, guys, we're going to have a special guest later on in the show, too. I didn't know if you guys knew that, but we're going to have a special guest. All right, what have you been...
Oh, don't take off your pants and say that's a special guest. Oh, we're not falling for that again.
Dude, that's not only special, that's precious. So, you know,
yeah, precious is a nice way of saying small.
No?
it's practical.
No, it's precious because it will treat you gently if you want to be treated gently, all right? Stealthy back...
With the size of that, it couldn't do anything more.
Jeez. Frank's practical, precious piece.
Definitely not what she said. All right, let's go on. What have you been playing? Let's start with you, Moria.
Well, I finished playing Okami HD, and I collected all the stuff, and I got 100% completion. So yay me. But yeah, it's like because when I initially played that game back in 2006. It took me 70 hours to get through the entire thing. So, you know, it's a meaty game, and this time, you know, even knowing everything to do, still took me a good 40.
Yeah, yeah. So. All right, stealth, is that what, first, right, Mori, is that it? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, that's pretty much it as far as games go.
All right, stealth, what have you been playing, sir? Other than watching the stream, are you there? Right.
He's there, he's probably muted.
Yeah, he's probably muted. All right. We'll go with you. Plants vs. Zombies 2.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm waiting for the week that comes when he's like, actually, I didn't play it this week, motherfucker. You know,
been here.
I've erased it from the list. It's not on the list of what I've been playing, so I don't know why he keeps bringing it up.
Yeah, right, Dipper.
Yeah, it's only not on the list because he's lying about
it. No, it's on the list.
It is not on the list.
Look at the document. Look at the document. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, you're right. It is. My bad. Oops, I missed that. Now it's gone. There
an extended
go.
Series like what? Like this is an extended series of hentai games on these. But why? On my list. Who put these on there?
Right.
Oops, busted. Right. Breakman's not playing Destiny. No, I don't. Yeah, I want to play Destiny, but I've got other obligations right now monetarily. So.
I was kind of interested. What's up, Slagar? I was interested in playing Destiny. Actually.
Yeah, I really want to play that game. I've been looking forward to it. It looks really good.
Yeah.
Curious, but not $60 curious.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't afford it right now, especially like September is apparently a big birthday month.
Mm. I'm glad it's doing well. You know, because yes. Bungie said, you know, they seem like, you know, they're good people. And you know you want to see.
I would like to know what happened with the Marty O'Donnell though.
Yeah, and they're still you know that's still they're probably you know NDAs and stuff at work for that, and we're probably never going to know.
Yeah, that's the one thing that bothered me because I really was a big Bungie fan until that happened, and I've been since then wondering.
Yeah, I mean it's like
I don't want to say I'm not a Bungie fan. It's just like I really liked Marty O'Donnell's music.
Yeah, well, the thing is like, there's, you know, I don't know if you saw the thing where, like, the main Halo theme, there's the thing where it's like, wow, this sounds an awful lot like this part of this one piece of music from this metal band called Death. Like, and like that, I mean, it's almost one for one. Like,
wow.
A little bit of play.
But the thing is, not necessarily. It's like that thing with the Metal Gear Solid theme.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you heard the thing that it's supposedly copied from? Or at least that they got in copyright trouble over?
No.
Like years ago.
You know what I do know, Moria? I know that Huey Lewis in the news sued Ray Parker Jr. for the Ghostbusters theme. So
yes.
Did you know that Ray Parker Jr. sued Huey Lewis News back about 3 or 4 years ago?
Oh, I thought he was dead.
No. Actually, when they went to court and Huey Lewis won, like part of the agreements, they're not allowed to talk about it. Well, Huey Lewis went on one of those VH1 shows or something and talked about it. So then Ray Parker's like, gotcha, I've been waiting for 20 years.
I'm relevant again.
Yes, exactly. So Ray Parker sued him back.
Before we get off that, I just wanted to say, if you ever look on like the watchmojo.com stuff on YouTube, there's one about one of their top 10 things about songs that were, you know, caused legal trouble over being accusations of copying. And that's mentioned on one of them, but it's interesting. Like there's one like the Bittersweet Symphony by the Verve, and being copied from the Rolling Stones, and
there's been lots of examples.
It's just, but I mean, like some of the details and stuff they go into in that video are really interesting. So I mean, if that kind of thing is up your valley, you know, look it up.
Now it happens like every other week. Somebody's accused. Somebody stealing music. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you know, it happens.
You know, at some points, people are stealing music. We know that's happened, but with all the accusations that have happened, no. You know all those people are full of shit.
Yeah.
Dungeon Buster says Ray Parker was all, revenge is a dish best served cold.
You're damn right.
He's sitting there, he's waiting. He's just waiting.
But, like, the biggest one that they mentioned was, like, the song, the Beach Boys, Surfing USA.
Yeah,
is the music is directly lifted from a Chuck Berry song, Sweet Little 16.
And it was
done intentionally. He just like, when it was published, he didn't put credit for it. And it was like, oops.
It's not the Beach Boys have been accused of that shit before.
This one was like, this wasn't just an accusation. It was like, yeah, it was meant to be a tribute to that song. We just didn't put the credits on there like we were supposed to.
Dumbasses.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. What else is in break? Anything else? Break?
Well, yeah, actually, we didn't really talk about what I've been playing. We just talked about Plants vs. Zombies. I've kind of done with Star Wars Clone Wars because I can't get 100% because of stupid like glitches and errors with the fucking game.
The Clone Wars could be a bunch of different games, so what are you...
Oh, Lego Star Wars Clone Wars, sorry. For you that hasn't been here, you know. But, yeah, for everybody that's been listening to me, I've been playing Lego Star Wars and because of glitches and shit, I can't finish the game, so I'm done with it. I've been playing The Walking Dead, starting over to see how it would kind of like lead into maybe Walking Dead 2,
mm-hmm.
or lead into the 400 days and then lead into Walking and then to season 2. Well, I've been having like technical problems with that now, so
The game, that's the thing. It's like Telltale does some great writing. They're not great programmers.
Yeah, there's some technical glitches that have been really messing me up, so I'm thinking I might skip into the 400 days to see how that affects season 2 before I replay it.
Yeah.
Because I'm about irritated with
that. Did you guys play The Wolf Among Us?
No,
yes, I played the first season. I want to get the other seasons of it.
Yeah, the first season or the first episode?
First episode, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of people didn't, you know, like, yeah, it's not as good as The Walking Dead. Honestly, I personally thought it was, and I went back and I read the entire comic series, and it's like, wow, this is, you know, really awesome stuff. And
I want to play that for sure.
My wife watches that show Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
I still watch it. Me and the woman love.
Yeah, and well, it's like when I watched it, I was like, I saw some of it, and I was like, wow, this sounds an awful lot like Fables.
Break his pussy whipped.
No, I was the one who got her.
Fables is more interesting.
I know.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
All right, let's get through what you've been playing, Bray.
I think I'm pretty much done with that, and then I'll probably just skip ahead to the 400 days, and I was playing a little bit of pinball to see where we ranked, and I'm beating you on a few tables, and there's tables that you were just absolutely ridiculous at.
Whatever table I'm behind on you in, I will definitely kick your ass, Breakman.
I can't remember which table it is, but you've got like 80 million points in it, and everybody else has like 20 million.
I bet you it's the Ghost Moon or Moon Knight or whatever.
I think it is Moon Knight.
Yeah.
I think it is Moon Knight. I love that table.
To that.
That's actually really cool.
I know the trick to that game. I could get actually probably double that score or more. Takes a little bit of patience, but
I don't have that kind of patience.
Yeah. All right.
You guys need to get you guys to play Black Knight 2000. You can pass it.
I played that game before.
Yeah. Can you play that on Zen Pinball?
Zen Pinball? I don't think so. It's on their
game Fantasy
Future Pinball.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
The only other game I've been playing is Battle Block Theater. It's a really fun multiplayer online game.
Cool.
That's it.
All right, Eric, you.
I've been playing just more Fire Emblem on the side and Fairy Fencer F, reviewing that for Total IGN.
All right. That's it?
Yeah.
All right. I haven't had a chance to play much of anything, if at all, although I will say I almost started playing Tales of Zillia. So the first one, not the second. I'm getting prepared to buy the second, and I want to beat the first before.
It's $50 at Best Buy. That could be. Yeah, I need to include that in the homie discount.
Yeah.
I forgot that completely.
Yeah. All right, let's get into Stinkos. Breakman, I'll save yours and mine. We're gonna wait till.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure we're on the exact same wavelength.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that in the free for all segment. We'll just go. Stealth, are you back? Yeah, no stealth. All right, Eric, let's go with your Stinko. This is fucking... this pisses me off. Go ahead.
This is from newser.com. And the headline is, man raped at 14 has to pay child support. Says, Nick Ovelis got the shock of his life 2 years ago when he was hit with a child support demand from the state of Arizona for a child he fathered when he was 14 years old. In that state, child under the age of 15 can't consent to sex, making Olivius, now 24, a statutory rape victim of the woman who gave birth to his daughter. Olivius believes that the woman, who was 20 at the time of their sexual encounter, took advantage of him and shouldn't be held responsible for his actions because he was a child, reports the Arizona Republic. He didn't press charges because he says he didn't know that was an option at the time, nor did he know about the baby. And now he has to owe about $15,000 in back child support, plus money for the daughter's birth expenses and 10% interest.
Oh man, this is.
Yeah, that's so many species have fucked up.
Apparently, he says the state has already taken cash out of his bank account and garnishes $380 a month for his wages as a medical assistant.
Here's the problem with this. Number one, he's already you're fucking mentally beating him again. You know what I mean?
Can we just say fuck our government?
Well, the thing is, I mean, one thing that's not that it doesn't go into is that, you know, legally he can't consent, but did, you know, but was he a willing participant?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I realize from a legal standpoint it doesn't, but it's like it is a factor. I mean, it still does play some role in this.
No,
but
well,
I mean,
he could have been a virgin and not really understood what sex was.
Yeah, no. I vehemently disagree with that statement, Moria. There's no way this kid at the time, this guy, this man now, he's a man obviously, he's probably, what, 20, 23, whatever, it should in no way, shape or form, fashion, be responsible for a kid.
No. I don't
article said
be responsible
20, so it was like 4 years ago, so he's 18 now.
The woman was 20 at that time. He didn't say...
But he was 14.
Yeah, but it also says now 24. So
now 24. Okay, so he's 24 years old.
So he's 18. She's 24. He's 18.
Right.
And, you know, he's suddenly having to pay for a kid who, you know.
And it's fucked up that he didn't even know about it. That's something that's, like, evil. If you get somebody pregnant and you don't know about it, that's one thing. But if they don't tell you they're pregnant or don't tell you they had a kid...
That's even... Right, you're right.
That's messed up.
But check this out.
It's not like she, like, went to some other state and couldn't get back or something.
Not only...
She went home and said, I forget.
Not only should he not have to pay child support, but this motherfucker, this goddamn son of a bitch woman... should never get any aid from the government whatsoever, no matter what, right? So if she goes for welfare for this kid or food stamps or whatever the fuck else, I understand it's not the kid's fault at all, but she should not have the benefit of any of that shit. You go your ass, go get a couple jobs and be thankful that you're not in fucking jail, you fucking cocksucker, you know?
Yeah, and he's 18. I doubt he has the greatest job.
Yeah.
I love that she didn't tell him. That's great. Just waiting. Oh, I need money. Who can I get money from? Oh, that fucking baby daddy. He hasn't been in my life at all.
Well,
you
actually,
didn't fucking tell him you had a kid.
I do want to point out one thing. This is not and I'm not saying that this is the case, but it's not necessarily her doing.
Well,
and I'll say this. The reason I say this is because my wife and her ex. They were never married. They have two kids together, and they had an amicable agreement of court, non court ordered child support. He's been sending money, you know, weekly for years. When she went to apply for something and she had to disclose, basically like say these are my dependents. And they said, like this, so you're getting child support, yes or no? It's like, well, yes, but it's not, but it's not court mandated. Well, it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to sue him for the child support.
Yeah, so this is a special exception.
Well, not necessarily, though. I mean, from a legal standpoint, maybe not. I mean, I'm not a family lawyer. I don't know, but that could be.
So you're saying that? Because the law is fucked up.
It may be a factor of the law saying that yes, you have to sue him, and legally this is how much he owes because
it doesn't say here.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There are a lot of details missing from the story.
Well, that's right, but the fact still remains. She's a rapist, right? She should have to register as a sex offender in her county. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. This is – I don't believe
– I said before that maybe he was a virgin and didn't know, but maybe he was an aggressor. You don't know.
What does it matter?
Young boys, I mean, when I was 14 years old, I'm just saying.
Hey, man, 14 fucking years old, dude.
I'm just saying he might have, lied to her in ways.
It you know what? It matters not. He could have lied and been the most cunning – 14-year-old looking like he's 18, 19, 20 years old. It doesn't fucking matter, man. It's a double standard with men and women in this country, and I don't fucking understand it. Reverse the roles for a second here, right? Let's reverse the roles. Let's say
– No, you know what? I feel the exact same way. If it was, yeah. When you're talking about a 20-year-old, to me, that's still kind of a kid.
More importantly, why weren't they using rubbers?
Well, that's
– that's a whole other thing. We could
they
probably
if you're going to have sex, they may have been. They may have been. I mean, let's
remember
that.
It could be a lost weird part
of the discussion. No form of birth control is 100% effective.
It's highly doubtful, to be honest. I mean, honestly, like
people make up excuses to go wrong all the time.
Yeah, but anyways, let's move on. This story just makes me so fucking angry, man. It's just retarded. All right,
we'll see chat for people to look
Stealth,
at.
Stealth, are you back yet?
I'm back.
All right, you have a stinko of the week.
Well, this NFL stuff is starting to bring me down.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We'll get to that for sure.
Let's boycott.
No, I can't.
Nope, that's not happening.
Yeah,
you can shut your filthy mouth.
All right, so let's go with Moria. Well, what's your stinko of the week, man?
Well, other than the NFL, which I have my own share of problems with, their mishandling of this whole thing with, Ray Rice.
Yep.
And I'd just like to say, to have an extra to some GMO panic type folks that are giving me shit on Twitter, and don't understand what evidence means.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know I've complained about Food Babe to you guys before. Said that, basically, scientifically illiterate people who, taking the word of frauds and fools, mm-hmm. and, to prop up irrational fears.
Well, what are you in particular? Is that what you're talking about, or is there any specific incident, or what?
Well, no, I just had some as a science-minded liberal, I'm kind of caught between two worlds.
Yeah.
Because I'm interested in what the evidence says, and I'll go with that above anything else. I don't care what anyone, the personal testimonies or appeals to emotion or anything like that. So I believe in anthropogenic climate change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a supporter of vaccines.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But then you have people who are on the left who are. You have the right that's like, no, climate change is a myth. It's not really happening. Or if it is happening, it's not because of humans. Bullshit.
Yeah.
But on the left, you have people who are like, the big companies are trying to, are trying to sterilize people. Or, this weird, just weird, stupid conspiracy theories and all this stuff about how, Monsanto is evil. And like, never mind that Monsanto is not the only biotech corporation out there. And, it's hard to find allies.
Back in the 80s and 90s, all those companies did illegal dumping and stuff. So it wasn't just Monsanto.
Yeah. Well,
they're just the only ones that got really
It's not even
tough.
Just that. It's like Monsanto is they're the high.
Yeah.
Biotech.
Well, it's different now, but I'm saying back like in the 80s and 90s. And they
oh, yeah.
Got,
I mean,
like,
the thing
that,
is, like, they're a corporation and their interest is in their bottom line and making their shareholders happy. That's just the nature of a corporation.
Right.
They're not the friggin' devil. I mean, like, these people call them Monsatan. I mean, and it's just, I can't take you seriously. You are, being associated with you undermines my, undermines my position. I don't want to. I don't want you in my, on my side.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, when you find yourself on the side of, the Westboro Baptist Church, you're like, like I don't
talk about them.
Yeah.
Because that's what they want is publicity. So
oh, yeah.
I refuse
but, I mean,
to
it's
mention
just,
their name ever.
Well, they're worth mentioning mostly for the people who have left and become active in, speaking out against them, like Nathan Phelps, the son of Fred Phelps,
yeah.
who's an awesome person. Nathan, not Fred.
He's dead now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And let's all go pick at his funeral. That'd be awesome.
The thing is, I don't support that because
didn't he already have his funeral?
Yeah,
that's already happened. But yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think you should be protesting anybody's funeral. That's none of your fucking business.
No, I mean, if you want to do it, this is a free country, but...
Well, yeah, you can. No, that doesn't mean you should.
Private and personal to a family that just lost somebody.
Yeah, look, and it's like, I just think it's there's no need to lower yourself to that level.
I think funerals are very private and personal, and I don't think anybody has a legal right to protest.
No, they do.
I'm sorry. I think it's bullshit.
No, I disagree.
Just what? How should they have a right to protest?
Look, okay.
Oh, he died because of the fags. Like,
hey,
what?
Look,
are you serious, Phelps? Are you fucking serious?
You're right.
What's,
okay.
What's interesting is that Phelps actually had a lot of fallings out with the with the church in the last couple of years of his life, and
want to say sorry for the F word too. Just that's a sign that I read in one of their ads one time, and it's always stuck with me. It's always really angry.
I've always wondered about that. It's like because there was a schism that had developed between Phelps and the church that he created, and I have to wonder if he hadn't maybe reconsidered some of his positions later on in life.
No way, man.
I've heard of stranger things.
Yeah, that's not true. But here's the thing.
That might be more true.
My
Pat
point,
Robertson.
Breakman, is this country was based on a bunch of principles that our founding fathers put forth, right? One of them was free speech, right? If you want to – I mean, I'm not saying it's right, Breakman. I think it's very tacky. If you go and
I just think a funeral is like I don't know, birth of a child or something. Like it's a personal experience.
It's an extremely extremely poor taste. Just like someone, putting up some, racist thing on their lawn.
Right.
I mean, it's in extremely poor taste. I don't approve of it, but they have the right to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That I agree with, but that's their personal space. I think everybody deserves their own personal space. Basically,
here's the thing.
Well, the thing is, funerals aren't held on personal, on private property.
Right.
I know, but it's a family thing, and I think
I understand that. Look,
family matters a lot to me, and it's.
No, I agree with you, Breakman. Like I wouldn't want them showing up at some of my family's funeral. I'm an ardent atheist. I fucking say what's on my mind, and they probably would protest me, if I was like a celebrity or something. But here's number one, there are laws in place that say that they have to stay back a certain amount of feet away from a funeral, right? That there are laws like that. They can't enter the procession. They can't do any of that stuff. So, but I'm with you, man. I hate them. Hate is a strong word. I hate very few people, right? I hate stealth. No, I'm kidding. The Westboro Baptist Church is one of the most extreme organizations in the world, and I can't stand them. I can't stand ISIS. I can't stand Bin Laden's group with the Al-Qaeda shit.
I wouldn't call them one of the most extreme groups in the world, maybe in the U.S., but, I mean, they're kind of laughable compared to
– I know, compared to, like, ISIS and ISIL and Boko.
There are levels of extreme, and I'll tell you something that you guys will vehemently disagree with me, probably. The Quakers, the what do they call them, the Amish, they're just as extreme, right?
Oh, yeah. They absolutely are.
Boko Haram.
Yeah.
Boko Haram. Of the most extreme groups in the world. Yeah. The only difference between them and, say, ISIL is money. ISIL is actually very rich.
Oh, yeah, no question.
And that's a problem.
That's a real problem
for the whole world,
I
think.
I can't stand the skinheads. I can't stand those militant groups of skinheads that have compounds in the mountains.
I don't understand. In 2014, how are there still KKK?
Oh.
I don't understand. Like, I'm completely confused.
Yeah. It just bullshit. It's all nonsense. I can't. I agree with you, Breakman, for the most part. Like I abhor things like that, but I think that shows their true nature and their character.
I think the point is that morally, I think you're right. Legally, I can't side with you.
Right. That's exactly right. Like if the KKK decides that they want to have a protest down in City Square, I mean, fuck them, but they have a right to do it. It sucks. As long as they don't put their hands on anybody, then, you know,
the, yeah, I guess.
You know, that's
I mean, I totally agree with everybody having freedom of speech, but I think there's a right to privacy too.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that's hard to remember.
And when you're mourning, that is one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is that you always have to remember is that freedom of speech, it has to apply to those you disagree with, or else it doesn't mean anything.
Right. Then it loses it.
I know.
You know, it's a catch 22. You can't have it one way and not cover it.
I know.
I hate it. I agree.
I think everybody deserves a little bit of privacy. Just a tad bit of privacy.
Well, that just, like I said, it goes with the character.
Well, I mean, that's why you get, you know, you get people who, like the bikers, who show up to specifically, you know, physically block the WBC from getting close to funerals. And, you know, and they are perfectly within their rights to do that.
Right.
Yeah. They can form a human barrier between the funeral party and the...
Right.
You know, and the protesters.
All right. We need to move on here. Sweeto.
Yeah. Sorry.
Stealth, let's start with your Sweeto. You have a Sweeto this week? No? Yes? No? Okay. Break
now. He's watching the direct again.
Yeah.
My Sweeto actually goes, and we're going to talk about this in a few minutes, about how horrible the NFL is right now.
Right.
There is one shining star in the NFL, and I'm proud to say right now it's the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know if you heard about this a couple weeks ago, and this is what I was actually going to talk about last week, but it's actually gotten better since then. A couple weeks ago was the last of the preseason, and they, you know, every team has to cut their roster down to a certain amount of players. I think it's 53. And, so they get rid of, you know, they keep the better players and get rid of who they think is worst. There was one player who a few weeks ago wanted off to go see his daughter for like a recital or something, and something happened, and they found out his daughter had cancer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, his name is Devin Stills, and he was going to get cut from the active roster at the end of the preseason because there were other players that were probably more qualified than him. But Cincinnati Bengals realized that his daughter has cancer. If they cut him from the team, he is not going to get the medical support for his daughter that he would as a player.
Yeah.
So instead of cutting him, they added him to their active roster.
Yeah.
Or to their practice squad, I mean. Just so his daughter could get the medical treatment that she deserves, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what they did this week, I think, is even cooler. They're selling the Devin Stills jersey for $100,
mm-hmm.
and $100 of it goes to Cincinnati Children's Hospital for pediatric cancer.
Yeah, and by the way,
so 100% of it is going to something else.
Yeah, that's
than
great.
Somebody making any money.
That's really cool.
Which is amazing. And there was also another thing the Bengals did, which was, you know, kind of insignificant, but kind of cool for it, for longtime Bengal fans. You know the blackout rule.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about how much I hate that rule. I think it's actually bullshit.
Right, right.
Especially if your city is paying for the stadium. You know, like taxpayers like me are paying for your fucking stadium. But the owners have finally decided that they're going to kind of ease up on that. And they dropped it down to, like, the 85%, which was the minimum that the NFL just added last year. After they said last year, we're not going to do something like that, but they changed their minds. And it's just Devin Stills and the blackout rule, just I got to give thumbs up to the Bengals. Nothing involving football.
I agree totally. By the way, Devin Stills is good enough to be on an NFL roster. He's just
that's the thing. This week, that's the other thing. He was moved up to the active roster.
Yeah, I know.
He was bumped up to active roster, so he might be seeing some playing time this year.
I really wanted the Broncos to draft him. They drafted another DT, but I would have been just as happy with Devin Still. He's actually a good player, man.
He's going through a lot right now with a 4-year-old daughter going through having cancer. I mean, That's absolutely terrible. I've never heard of a team going just out of its way for a player like this.
Yeah. No, it's great. And I applaud them. But
especially my team. As much as I love my team, they've never been known to do anything like this. They've been like a second chance team. They've given guys like Adam Jones like second chances and stuff, but this is just above and beyond. This is something that I've never expected.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, the blackout rule that you're talking about, what's going on with the Cincinnati fans? Are they not going to the stadium or what, man? Like, what's the deal?
Well, it's not just Cincinnati. It's lots of places. I don't think Jacksonville sold out a game in years.
Yeah.
No, it's just, you know, it's tough times. Not everybody has money. It's expensive to go down to see a football game.
It's funny.
Just to take you and say a girlfriend down there, it's going to cost you $110 just to get in.
Yeah.
And then if you want drinks and food and stuff like that, you're probably going to spend $200.
Yeah, but this is an NFL franchise, man. If you guys
then
maybe the team needs to move somewhere. You know, I mean, honestly, like if the Denver Broncos, for instance, we're a mid-market team. We're not.
See, that's the thing, though. Bengals have huge television ratings locally.
Do they?
Yes.
Interesting.
So the Bengals are making money off of the fans. Don't get it twisted. They have huge ratings as far as television.
Still,
they're still getting paid. That's why he lowered the blackout rules because they're still going to make money. They know.
Well, I don't know, man. I agree with you, but I'm just saying, like, if you guys can't support your team, then why have them? You know, why if you can't go to the stadium and go support?
How many Broncos games have you been to this last year?
Last year, I didn't go to any.
Okay, shut up then.
You
weren't supporting your team then by your logic.
Oh, Brakeman, you should see how many jerseys I have. All right,
we're not talking about jerseys. You said by not going to the game, you're not supporting your team.
If I would have used the money that I've spent on jerseys,
what about the Euroship?
I could have season tickets, Brakeman. The problem is logistics, right? I don't like the traffic. I don't like any of that shit. I'd love to go to the games. I've been to several Bronco games.
I've been to several Bengals games, too. Tiger Claw says, and it's the only NFL team whose mascot is a tiger. Just saying. From Tiger Claw. Thank you, Tiger Claw.
Get out of here, Tiger.
Slegar says, I tell you, I don't have to pay for travel or anything to go to a Packers game. It's easily $300.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Times are hard.
Yeah,
I can't
football's become a game
Destiny
for the rich now
right
or
now.
Something.
Like, I can't afford to buy Destiny right now, you know?
Entertainment for the rich.
I'm saying, if the city can't support filling that stadium, which is what it's all about, then maybe it's time to move on.
But the city's paying for that stadium. It's we got screwed in the whole agreement.
Yeah, well. See, that's
so we're all paying for that stadium as far as like anybody who pays property taxes.
What I'm saying is you guys voted that. So I don't know.
I know. I voted for it. I'm sorry. I screwed myself. I get it. But I didn't he threatened to move the team and that's the last thing we wanted.
Yeah, I know. You know that it is devastating. I'm just saying the Broncos are a mid-market team just like Cincinnati. And we've sold out the stadium every year.
No, see, you don't. You aren't. You actually don't have the competition that the Bengals do. A lot of Ohio.
Are you kidding?
Browns
kidding,
fans. Right?
We have the Colorado Rockies here. We have.
No, and I'm talking about different sports. What other football team is in Colorado?
What do you mean? Is there? You guys got the Cleveland Browns, really?
Cleveland Browns are the most popular football team in Ohio.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's insane.
I know. I agree. It's completely stupid, but the Cleveland Browns are the most popular team in Ohio.
They love the absolutely worst team in
Ohio. I know. It's infuriating. It's
Packer game, Slagar says, not Packers game. It sounds dumb to a local. So, all right.
Look, I'm from Ohio. In Ohio, we put an S on the end of everything, Slagar.
Yeah.
I am sorry. It's no offense.
I says.
Nothing against Packers.
So basically, you all sound like that truck stop guy in Futurama. Right. So I said to us.
Right.
And,
instead of anyway, it's always anyways from an Ohioan.
Let's move.
It always is anyways.
Moria.
We can't help ourselves.
Moria.
We know better. Well, people like me know better.
Right.
We can't help ourselves.
Moria.
We don't go shopping at Kroger. We go to Kroger's. We don't go to Meijer. We go to Meijer's.
Right. Did I get you, Moria, on Suido?
I completely forgot what we were talking about. I zoned out for all the football talk.
Jeez, it's not even football talk. Damn it!
When you're talking about the teams and going to the games and shit, yes, that's football talk.
Well, we're going to have more football talk in a minute, so you're probably going to have to tune out. Did you have a Suido this week, Moria?
I have two.
All right.
One, the guy who was making that application for me to do the voice timing for Samurai Showdown RPG,
mm-hmm.
he came through, and I've been working on that, and it's been so far so excellent. So that's coming along well. And two, I've been in, you know, I suffer from clinical depression.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a bad week.
Yeah.
And so the you guys know of Rooster Teeth, the Red versus Blue guys.
Yeah.
They do a bunch of other stuff. They have this thing with two guys of on their staff. They do these little let's play type things called How To, and it's particularly funny when they play scary stuff. So these two guys, Joel and Adam, they played PT, that Silent Hills playable teaser,
mm-hmm.
and they're were absolutely hilarious, and it's like I haven't smiled in 3 days, and they, you know, and like watching that video, like it, you know, finally, you know, finally cheered me up a little bit.
That's good, man.
And I was like, yeah. So I was like, I tweeted it. I was like, you guys helped me pull out of a really deep funk. I appreciate it. You know.
Well, and then you get to this show, and then you're right back in.
I know, and it's just, oh God, where's my razor? I need to, you know, like, I need to mark myself.
Right. did I miss anything?
So you're a fat teenage girl now or something?
Frank, man, you're so politically
incorrect. You don't have to be fat, teenage, or a girl to cut yourself.
I'm just saying that it's more likely to happen in that.
That is the stereotype, but that's not necessarily true.
All right, let's hold on a second here, guys. I had to hit record on my recording again here because it decided to crap out. Okay, here we go. What the fuck? Disc is too low. My ass. What are you doing to me?
Totally raping you from the sound.
Are you losing the episode?
No, I got the episode up to this point, but what I'm gonna have to do is, can you guys say something real quick?
Poop butts.
Okay.
Any more butts.
I think we're okay. Let me.
Butts.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your ass. Okay, hang on.
I like that we were just
a line from Jurassic Park from Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
But is a more fun word than ass.
All right, here we go. So let's move on. My Suido this week is I'm going to be interviewing Lloyd Kaufman on Monday. Supposed to be today, but he had a meeting that ran late. He is a trauma fan of fame. He did Toxic Avenger.
Really?
Yeah, bunch of.
Oh, love the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, so I'll have
Traumaville movies. Tell me more.
Now is he like the director of these? Is he writer or what's
He's the founder of Trauma Entertainment. Trauma.
All that. He was in an Angry Video and a Nerd episode.
He is awesome. I love Lloyd Kaufman. He was in the new. He's been an actor too. He was in the latest Guardians of the Galaxy in a cameo. So there's a bunch of. Look up Lloyd Kaufman. Those movies are just. Timeless classics. They're awesome. So
I think there are some of them on Netflix.
Yeah. So, all right.
Do they have the cartoon?
I don't think they have the cartoon. The cartoon's great. It's.
I've never seen the cartoon.
You've never seen the Toxic Avenger cartoon?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
You're a disgrace.
I'm gonna get our special guest here in a second. Hey, special guest. Are you available? She's on her way.
Is she gonna is she gonna give us our fortunes or something?
Yeah, she's gonna give you a fortune.
I want her to pull out my tarot card. You know, gonna be the world dominator.
Right. All right. She's settling in here. It's Real Wiffix is our special guest this week.
I don't know about special.
Well, you know, I think.
Yeah, I'd be careful. I think he meant that as an insult.
Right.
Like special education.
Right.
I think he means everything as an insult, really.
Right.
No, you're right.
Especially Demoria and Stealth. Okay.
That's because you're an asshole.
Well, there's no question about that. We're going to have a quick discussion here. I think all of our stinkos this week are We're not.
Well, except trying, for Eric.
Right, except for Eric. But I think Eric can get behind this too.
And, no, he definitely can.
Here's the thing. The NFL is under a lot of fire right now. The Ray Rice thing happened where he beat the shit out of his wife. He should not be playing. I'm glad he's not stepping on the field next week as he was supposed to during the first suspension that they gave him for 2 weeks. All right, 2 weeks. But there's also other things going on just today. Adrian Peterson basically beat the shit out of his kid, right?
With a tree branch.
I have no idea the details, so I'm
it must be one strong branch.
They didn't say much in the article I read, but they did show pictures, and the pictures were like he left marks.
Yeah, apparently he had it said, among other wounds, defensive wounds to the hands.
Yeah.
I didn't see the hand pictures. I saw like the pictures of his legs and I think back.
That was just a quote that I saw. So, like,
oh, okay.
That guy should be suspended for the whole year.
I go to TMZ pretty frequently, I mean, like, because they're really good at
the thing that gets me about this is that it's not entirely unlike the police. It's like it's all about, you know, preserving the club rather than, you know, seeing to it that, you know, that justice is served.
Yeah, but someone
pointed out that, like, with the Ray Rice thing, is that, remember, you know, something to bear in mind, the NFL didn't suspend Ray Rice when they saw the video. They suspended him when you saw the video.
Well, they apparently, according to them, they didn't see the video, which is a bone of contention. I think the commissioner of the NFL is a big, fat liar, all right?
Yeah. I think the commissioner of the NFL does everything he's told to do by the owners.
Yeah, there's no question about that because they pay his paycheck, right? Now they got this stupid-ass investigation going on, which is absolutely ridiculous. Somebody they hired. It's not an independent
yeah, that was pretty funny.
Right. So the other
– that's a bunch of bullshit. I love that shit.
Let me bring up
– we're going to investigate it.
Right.
Look, we hired somebody outside. We're doing our best job. Yeah. Yeah, you hired somebody.
Right. Here's the other example of what's going on. It's pretty rampant in the NFL, and it's got to be stopped. This other guy from the Carolina Panthers, his name is Greg Hardy. The guy is like 6'7". He's a fucking beast, right? He beats this woman, beats her pretty badly, according to the phone call and all reports, right? He's going to play this weekend. The owner of the Carolina Panthers just had a press conference where he was crying and I want to address domestic violence and blah, 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 and all this bullshit, right? The way to handle this is do what the fucking Ravens did. You cut the player, right? If you cut the money out, then this shit will slow down. It's never going to go away. Right?
Yeah.
It's a societal issue more than an NFL.
I have one really big issue that I'd like to say right now. Like, why is this footage so much more devastating than what we already saw, which was him dragging her unconscious?
Well, there was
we know what already happened in there. We didn't need to see the video to know that he knocked her out.
Well, there's no question about that.
The fact that he got the two games, I mean, we already complained about that in the past, but
right.
Like everybody's acting like this is like some big, like, oh my god, we didn't know.
Right.
She was unconscious and he was dragging her in the original video.
Well, let me ask you.
We know what happened. We didn't see it.
We didn't know.
You're going in circles, Brake.
Brake, man, we didn't know until we saw the video, Brake, man.
No, we knew.
Devil's advocate. Hold on. What if she was drunk, right? Let's say she was pissed drunk.
They were both drunk.
Okay, I understand, but let me finish here, Brake, man. Just to play devil's advocate, I 100% agree with you, right? I saw that video and I was appalled, right?
Okay, but I'm sorry, you're right. You and me were appalled. We did talk about that, I'm sorry.
Let's say that she was pissed drunk and she went and wailed on him and then he hit her and that's how we feel.
It
doesn't matter, right? That's right.
Yeah, if that's what actually happened in the video. She does, like, she spits on him and hits him.
Yeah.
He probably weighs like 100 more pounds than her.
No question about it.
And his job is to take a ball and run it through 300-pound linemen.
He's built
trying to pass them backs, and their job is to hit him as hard as they can.
Right. The thing is, Breakman, I heard this ridiculous argument from a woman that said that she was bigger than he was. And that's completely inaccurate. She's taller than he is, but he's built like a brick house.
Okay, but even at that, let's say she is bigger.
Right.
That doesn't make her stronger.
Right. Right.
Well, I mean, as much as we want equality, and we all do that, we want the best for men and women. We want to be equal.
Yeah.
We still aren't physically equal. Well, we just aren't.
China's low.
Well, the thing is, you know, there's, you know, kind of still playing the devil's advocate here. You know, there is the question of, you know, I have seen where women will just, just beat on, abuse a guy to the point where it's like, how much of that is a guy expected to take before it's like, okay, enough's enough?
Yeah, but this is not the case here.
I haven't seen the video, so I don't know. I'm saying, but I have I have seen instances like that.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. That happened to a famous baseball player, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
What was that guy's name? He got beat up by his wife because he refused to hit her back.
I know what you're talking about. But, hold on. We have a woman on this show, which is cool.
There's a woman here. What happened? Hey, how you doing?
Exactly. I was thinking. I'm not going to go there, even though it's tempting, just because I'm like, I don't know.
No, well, she knows I'm to... joking. Committed relationship. She's married to those. She knows I'm joking. Frank knows I'm joking. Everybody knows.
Yeah. And you want to talk about abuse. Breakman knows I'll fuck him up. So
I'm not afraid.
That's hard. We've used Breakman all the time.
Afraid. Never mind.
Okay.
It's boner right now. No.
Okay. So she has absolutely no right to put her hands on him. None. Spit. None of that. But it doesn't mean he can turn around and knock the shit out of her.
There's proportional response.
If he's bothered by it, because clearly it was over and over and over between the both of them, where he's shoving her, she's spitting at him, she's backhanding him, he's shoving her. Call the police then.
Right, right.
Or leave.
Yeah.
If she's not a big girl and can't put her big girl panties on and walk away from the situation, then he needs to put his big boy pants on and walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, like,
the video to me was like the Al-Qaeda video. We know the guys have gotten their heads cut off, the
right.
journalists. I don't want to watch it. I'm never going to watch it. I know it happened. Just like the video with unfortunately, I did watch it, but I didn't need to watch it because I already knew. I'm sorry. I keep going back to that point.
There could have been a weird scenario where just she was drunk and she hit her head on the side of the thing, and she
actually, when he hit her, she hits her head on the
but that's not what
or something like out. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
He knocked her out.
She was knocked out and fell into the side of the wall.
I know, like it's just like, oh my god,
it's sickening. And if you guys heard the audio of the Greg Hardy thing, if not, you guys should really listen to it because it's pretty harrowing, man. It's almost that bad. Like it's scary. Like,
can I say this to Dungeon Buster? He's talking about Ray Rice. He's a big guy. Why did he drag her out like a sack of potatoes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good point. If she's his size, if she's pretty comparable to him, why did he have no problems just
dragging
her?
There's no question. He could have lifted her up with one arm, threw her over his shoulder, and, you know, whatever. But
I'm sorry. The average, the average linebacker, you're looking at around 300 pounds. Somehow I doubt that, you know, I haven't seen this woman, but unless she's a really big girl, she didn't weigh nearly that much.
She's tall, but she's like half of his weight. Like he's like 225 pounds.
I mean, you have to have
probably
some serious,
that as a warm up.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have some serious fat on your body to reach that size as, you know, as a female.
Well, he's no, there's no fat on this guy whatsoever. He is built, like I said, like a
he's a linebacker. Yeah, you know?
Well, he's not a linebacker.
It's like, you know,
it's a running back. He's built to be. Yeah. Like I said, he's built to run through a line, which is usually consisted of guys who are about 300 pounds, and get through them, to fight off guys who are around 250 pounds.
Whose
sole goal is to hit him as hard as they can and knock the ball out.
And then, you know, the thing that pisses me off the most, there were women that went to the stadium and Ray Reister.
That's what I was actually going to – that was actually my stinko.
With it.
Yeah, it's like that. It's the internalized sexism. They're like, oh, she probably had it coming. It's like,
right.
No, with no it. One has that coming.
No, I read a lot of articles today. One of the things I wanted to complain about the wife, her, like, getting on social media and saying
yeah.
basically blame the media for everything that happened, which is ridiculous.
No, this is –
But I've been thinking about it, and there are probably a lot of reasons why she would defend him, but I think it comes down to two basic reasons to me. Either she actually really does love him, which happens
yeah.
every day in America. There are mm-hmm. women who are getting beat right now who love their husband,
yes.
and they do not want to leave him.
Love's twisted and evil sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's sad, and it's scary,
mm-hmm.
but it's happening, and you need to, like, we can't be harsh to these women. We need to do
well,
what we can
even,
to get them
and
out
it's not even just a, it's not even just a woman thing. I mean, it's I've seen the same thing happen
yeah.
with
you're right.
You know,
it's happened to guys, too.
Men in abusive relationships, even if it's, you know, whether it's emotional or physical, it's like
absolutely.
You love people, you love who you love, and you want to make things better.
Right.
Yep. The other thing is money.
No question.
She is financially sound with an NFL player, and she did mention, like, you're messing with our livelihood, and this
yeah.
is our personal lives. You need to stay out. I have never once heard of a guy hitting a woman just once. Have you guys ever heard?
I have.
All right.
Here's the thing. You're not always a repeat offender, so I don't like that argument, Breakman.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The chances are very likely it's going to happen again. That's just reality, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen at least one instance where, like, the guy lost his temper. He hit her and was just like, holy shit, what have I done? Okay, I need to go see somebody because I can't, you know, I can't bear the idea of doing this again. And, like, and it was like, okay – That's you know, that's a very responsible way to deal with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like if it's not just lip service, if he, you know, if he follows up with it, it's like, you know, I want to go to a counselor. Will you come with me? And it's like, and you know, and the couple that I saw this happen to, they worked it out, and he, you know, and it happened once or twice again, and it was just like, and it was always like, it, if it, like, when it did happen, it was always a redoubled effort.
Yeah.
And you know, he was, and it was, it was,
so,
he was devoted.
Again.
Yeah, well, it did happen again, but it's like, you know, and it's when he lost, you know, basically he lost control of his temper, and, you know, like, it, when, and this might sound bad, it's like, but I'm not pushing blame, you know, for the, but it, there's also instances where, like, a woman will, or even a woman, where someone will push their partner's buttons, would intentionally needle them. To the
yes.
point where, like, they'll lose control, they'll snap for a second, and say, so, and she, you know, and she did that to him.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well,
and
let me ask you guys this: do you think this is the first time he hit her?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly. I do not think it's the first time.
I mean, it could be, and we're speculating. I mean, it's you know,
the first time he hits her is in Vegas in a casino.
It really doesn't matter.
Cameras everywhere.
Could have been. Could have been.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
The thing is that when your temper takes control of you like that, you're not thinking. I mean, that's just the nature of anger.
I'm going to finish up here, guys.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Honestly, the only way to take care of this within the NFL, for the most part, you're always going to have those instances of domestic violence and violence in general. These guys are going to go out to a bar. They're going to get into tussles. It's just inevitable. Right, there's too much testosterone for some of that
yeah.
to not happen. Right, the problem and the way to fix this for the most part is to cut the money off. Right, exactly what the Ravens did was they cut his money out. He is not getting paid from this point forward. Nike cut their sponsorship, right? Which it,
yeah.
Is perfect, right? You cut the.
I know that, like, wasn't it like the Madden or whatever they cut? They patched Ray Rice out of the game.
It did.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yes, they did.
Perfect. That, I mean, you do what you have to do to get this guy help,
Well, it's the same kind of thing like what happened with Mike Tyson. You know, he's got all these, you know, when the rape allegations came up, like Nintendo went, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, like we pulled Punch Out from the shelves. We're going to recode, you know, just some quick editing and we'll put in Mr. Dream or whatever his name is.
Now you get to fight Mr. Dream.
Man. Yeah. I mean, it's literally it's lame, but
wasn't his skin tone also altered?
Yeah, he was white instead of black. Yeah. But it's just basically it's a sprite edit, you know, a sprite edited version, and they cut out all reference to Mike Tyson out of it.
And by the way, Carolina,
as they should have,
right?
But yeah, go ahead.
Carolina Panthers should not be playing Greg Hardy. He's already been convicted of this crime, right? Mm-hmm. He is a out and out fucking thug. And he should not be playing football this weekend. Whiffix, do you
think I kind of feel the same way about Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Even though, like, he's retired and he's out and now he's a commentator. Like, there was a person that was murdered and he refused to say anything about it. And he was in the area. So if you're refusing to talk about it, you know something.
Well, maybe.
Whether he did it or not, which I don't think he was actively participating in it. But I think he knows, like, he saw who did it and just...
Well, here's the thing, Brakeman. I'm going to clue you in on a little bit of minority talk here, right? I happen to be the only minority on the cast, and I can
That's
speak to
exactly
this.
True.
Well, the only...
It's about stealth, still.
The only ethnic minority.
Yeah.
Ethnic minority.
Well, if you consider Jewish an ethnicity, then... You
no,
know,
I... Yeah, no.
Those people, I do not get... I really don't get that.
Here's the deal, guys. Honestly, to answer your question, Brakeman, there are certain circumstances where some people will not talk for fear of retribution. Maybe Ray Lewis feared for his life. And in that case, I don't blame him for not saying anything. Like, he's self-preserving himself, right? Maybe
he's Ray Lewis. He's a millionaire. He can afford to buy people to save and protect him.
Let me tell you something, Brakeman.
But then again, neither
the gang is after you. I'm not saying that it was a gang that killed those people, but let's say it was a gang. I don't care if you're a millionaire, a billionaire. It doesn't matter. The gang can get you.
Yeah, they got Biggie. That's true.
There's no question about it. I don't care how much security you got. If they want you dead, you'll be dead. There's just no – that's reality.
I just wish Biggie hadn't pissed off whoever he pissed off.
And
he's still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's definitely dead. It was a tragic time I've never really gotten over.
Yeah. I just think that it's horrible the way things are being handled now. That Greg Hardy should not be playing. Ray Rice, I'm glad he's out.
Yeah, the NFL feels kind of like the Catholic Church trying to cover up another molestation.
Yeah, account. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just like I said, it's just like the you know, the police or the, you know, and yeah, exactly like the Catholic Church. It's
they're more worried about their image and their money.
Did you any of you guys ever? Well, there might be a story I can talk about on that subject next week. But did any of you guys ever see the show Playmakers on ESPN?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Remember, like, that show started out really good, and a lot of people were into it, and then suddenly it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
It was because the NFL intervened. They said, "Hey, we don't want this."
Yeah.
Now wait, Playmakers, wasn't that like a scripted drama?
It was a scripted drama based on like football.
Yeah.
And because of the situations that they talked about in the show, the NFL said, "You know, that's way too close. We can't have this." If you want to show NFL games, you're going to have to cancel this show.
Yeah.
So a show that was garnering a lot of fans and a lot of support suddenly just canceled because
I remember way back when there was a TV show on like an original TV show on HBO like back in the early 80s called First and 10 and I never cared for football, still don't, but for whatever reason I really liked that show, and it was, you know, it had some fucked up stuff in it.
Dungeon Buster said, heck, Suge Knight was shot about a week or so ago. So if you don't think it can happen to a celebrity or
Suge Knight, how the hell does this asshole keep surviving?
Dude.
He is responsible for Tupac's death. I know he is.
You can't say that for sure, man. Come on.
Yeah, he is. I know for sure.
Yeah.
I blame the beer. They
you were there, man. You know for sure.
No, the Budweiser told me.
Who told you?
Honestly, the nonsense has to end in the NFL, and the best way to do that is cut off people's money. That's just the only way that you can do it. You find somebody
money talks and bullshit walks.
Right. The video evidence, audio evidence, and judiciary evidence are the three things you should look to. And if somebody's convicted of a crime of that nature, they should be
in. See, I've got a whole problem with our legal system.
I do too, but it's the best system that we got, man. That's just
unfortunately because right. Everything's based on opinion, basically, of judges and jury. Yeah. Right. Everything is based on opinion, basically.
Right. Okay. We don't have time to talk about that, guys.
I know.
So I have a real quick would you rather. This is kind of different.
Well, we got a little bit more time before we get to would you rather.
No. We got to go, man. I got stuff to do. Get ready.
Oh, you got to poop. I got it.
All that. Get out of here.
It's always about poop with you, Brad.
No, I got to watch your video a few more times.
Oh.
I need to watch it for the first
time. Oh, yeah. Remember Dungeon Buster?
Yeah, Dungeon Buster,
your
Ice Bucket Challenge, sir. Post it on the RP Grinders Facebook page too.
I thought I did. I didn't.
If I don't watch the video, am I exempt from the challenge?
No, you're not exempt.
Well, I said the name wrong too. I was pretty fucking cold at that point.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, this is a real quick. Would you rather fuck, marry, kill your co-host? Since Stealth isn't here, you're gonna have to fill in Moria. Let's go with you, Breakman.
Oh, we've done this before. Oh.
Yes. Because it might have changed.
I guess I'm going to marry Frank because I know he'll outlive me.
Sweet.
So, like, I won't have to watch the person I love die. I'm going to fuck Moria Mug because I'm betting it'd be awesome.
Damn right.
And I'm still killing Eric because he killed me last time we did this.
Oh. Actually, I was going to change my answer.
Oh, never mind. I'm going to marry Eric.
All right, Eric, what are you doing?
I was going to marry Brickman so we could all play Mega Man forever. And fuck Stealth because Stealth is Stealth. And I kill Frank because I remember he said he'd kill me last, but not before I kill him first.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
You said it once.
Yes, you did.
During Twitter.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yes. I made a joke, and you're like, I like you, I'll kill you last.
All right. That was a
damning with faint praise there.
Let's go with you.
What's up? No, it's my turn now?
Yeah, good time.
Good time. Let's see.
Come on, man. It's not rocket science here.
Please don't take this seriously. Please.
This is rocket surgery.
Don't take this serious.
Yeah, I think I would have to kill Frank, so I can take over his position.
And, what? Because there can only be one.
There can only be one. Plus, I can steal his wife.
good luck with that, man.
Is she still there? I can't believe what's going on.
She left.
I think I'd fuck Stealth and marry Eric.
Oh, there you go. And Breakman's left out in the cold. I would fuck the shit out of Breakman just because he could take it, I guess. I would marry Eric. See
him? See if he lives up to his name.
Yeah, and I would kill – you can interchange these two, Mug or Stealth. I would kill either one. So
you're just going to kill both of them just to make sure.
All right. Breakman, plugs, quickly.
I'd like to plug break_man and at RP Grinders on Twitter. And I guess our Facebook is RP Grinders because I did the stupid ice bucket challenge.
All right. That's it? Okay. Eric. Your
plugs?
All
right.
Well, sorry.
That was a pretty good Breakman impersonation. Just got that.
Anyways, you can find my reviews as well as reviews from other people at GameTactics.com. My latest is Sword Art Online. It finally got uploaded. And you could also go to TotallyGN.com and then BostonBashkerBrigade.com. And my newest LP is up on my YouTube channel, FunETMan.
Sweet.
And you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG.
All right. Anything else?
I still haven't got my Extra Life page up yet, but I'll do it over this weekend.
All right. Moria, your plugs.
You can find me at Moria Muggs, MORIYAMUG. And I think that's really it. That's all I need to plug.
My plugs this week, GDP tonight. If you want to request a song, stick around in the chat. If you're listening on archives every other Friday, you can join the chat, wickedradionetwork.com, and you can get the link to the audio, which I will put in there. I'm going to try to fix that so it's all on wickedradionetwork.com within the week. My other show, Wherewithal, with my lovely wife, you heard a small sample of her earlier. If you want to hear more of Real Whippix, you can check her out on Wherewithal. It's a show about werewolves and all kinds of other cool horrors.
Look at my werewives. Wife. Check her out. Yeah, baby.
I was like, werewives.
Bend over for the crowd. Jeez. Yeah.
You never know. You might
no? Work it, baby. I had a feeling she'd be more likely to bend you over.
Yeah, right. And then my other show, Dead Men Talking, next week I will be playing on the archive a recorded interview with the great Lloyd Kaufman of Troma fame. He was also in the latest Guardians of the Galaxy movie, which is probably as close as any actor I'm going to get to that movie. I love that movie.
The latest one? As opposed to
especially
all
because those actors are all big now.
Yeah,
I think one guy was like on a what was that? Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, that's the main guy, Chris Pratt.
Okay, so he's gonna be big stuff now.
Didn't he voice Emmett in the Lego Movie?
He could have. I don't know,
Chris Pratt.
All right, that's about it. Anything else, guys?
I just want to share a joke that I saw that I think you guys might find funny.
Okay, thanks, Chatters. What?
Two reasons why it's so hard to solve a redneck murder. One, all the DNA is the same. And two, there are no dental records.
Oh, fuck. all right. Thank you, everybody in chat. Gripper, Wyland, Tiger Claw, Slagard, Dungeon Buster. And that's it. I think someone else was in there. I can't remember. But anyways, if I didn't remember, you just chastise me on Twitter at Frank Branches. All right.
Yes, thank you to Chatters. You guys are awesome.
Yep. Stick around for GDP coming up next in about a half an hour or so. And if not, I'll see you next week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you here back next week. We're out.